Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're located right over by Audubon Elementary School on Banana River Drive. It's 1250 North Banana River Drive. We don't really do this that often, but I wanted to take a moment and invite you out to one of our Sunday services. We have services at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. I mean, we've got Monday Bible classes. We've got Thursday night Disciple Night at the church, men's and women's ministry on Wednesdays, youth on Wednesdays, young adults on Sunday nights. I mean, guys, there's so many different things going on at Lighthouse Christian Church, and we'd love to have you come on out and join us. And once again, we are Turn the Light On. We're a topical devotional Bible study here on the air at 91.5, and you can also find us on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net and just go to the Turn the Light On tab. We get on the air and we talk about a specific topic, and I always like to do that with the co-host. So I want to welcome to the show today Miss Patty Wilson, great friend.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hey, good to see you, Patty.
You too, I love doing this.
Good to hear you. How's that?
Yeah,
we're on
there
the radio.
You go.
I could see you, but they can't. But you know, we're going to bring up a topic here and there, and today we were just like, you know what, let's just get in the Word. You know, sometimes we can topicalize everything, but sometimes it's good to just read the Bible and just talk about it. So, Patty, what was the chapter that you said? I felt like we needed to just maybe read a chapter of the Bible and just talk about what it says.
Mm-hmm. Philippians 4.
Philippians it, chapter
yeah.
4.
Come I've on. Been in there all week, and God's been speaking to me through it. And so I thought maybe we would just go ahead and take a chapter and break it down. And this one chapter has got so much in it. It's amazing how much you can get in one little thing, but that's the way God speaks.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we, I'll read through chapter, or through verse 12, and then you read 13 through 23. We'll read through it, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about what we read.
Okay.
Sound like a plan?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Philippians chapter 4, it says, "Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are written in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be accredited to your account. I have received full payment, and I have more than enough. I am amply supplied. Now that I've received from, how do you say that? The gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
That is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you want to start?
Well,
what are you thinking? What's standing out to you in this?
Well, you know,
that's really what we do. You know,
exactly.
When you're reading the Bible, first thing you say is, "Lord, what do you want to speak to me through what I just read?"
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So let's do that.
What Number one, out? Verse one, it says, "Stand firm in the Lord."
Ah, very good.
You know, stand firm. Don't be moved. Don't be shaken. And then,
hold on. Let's stay there for a second. So, what are you standing on in your life?
His
you know
promises.
What I mean? If we're standing firm in the Lord, you know, we just shared, I believe, yesterday about releasing the power of the word, you know, and I think one of the greatest things that we can do to stand fast in the Lord is first to know his word,
mm-hmm.
and then to stand on it, to stand fast and say, I'm not going to accept anything except what you want from me,
Amen.
God. And then when things don't go, when you find yourself I'm always reminded of that scripture where you don't build your house on the sand. Build your house on the rock. Where mm-hmm. are you standing? Do you want a firm foundation? And that's what we're looking for when we say stand fast in the Lord. What do you think?
Same. I agree 100%.
Yeah,
you got to stand on the promises of God no matter what you see, because there will be things that come that are going to try and make you doubt the word of God, doubt the promises of God, and that he will do what he said he would do. Well, I guess that wasn't God. I'm not seeing it happen right away, you know? And so we get thinking that way. And so we negate the promises of God in our lives. It's like, no, we stand firm whether we see it or not.
Sure.
We stand firm. And nope, God said he would do it. I believe it. And we just... sometimes we have to wait.
It's like all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Well,
yep.
Pastor, it doesn't look like it's working together for my good right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wrecked my car yesterday, or my kid's sick, or, you know, my
mm-hmm.
any number of situations you can look at
yeah.
and go, well, my life is not lining up with that.
Yeah.
So that's what it means.
It can look worse at times
yeah.
instead of better after we start declaring the word of God
sure.
and standing firm in the word of God and the promises. All of a sudden, everything's coming at us. Like you
sure.
said, it looks like the total opposite is happening. That's
You're
the way
right.
the enemy works.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
we
like,
have...
oh, you want to stand on it, huh?
yeah.
Well, let's see if you, how, you know,
yep.
let's see how long you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts pushing you again. You ever been on like one of those poles where you balance against each other and you have the stick and it's seeing who can knock each
oh,
other
yeah,
off
yeah.
balance first? I think it's sort of like that. I think that, you know, we're standing on the word and the enemy's standing next to us and he's fighting us to try to knock us off of our stand.
Yeah. Cause us to doubt and
yeah,
waver.
Waver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
But you've got to know the word though.
Absolutely.
You got to be ready to stand on something. I mean, in all honesty, everybody is standing on something in their life. Some of them are standing on lies
mm-hmm.
and others are standing on the truth, but you are standing on something.
Absolutely.
Every one of us. So the goal would be to move over and stand in the truth and see the victory that God has for you in your life.
Amen.
So what else stood
Amen.
Out? What else you seeing
well,
in there?
And then in verse 2, we
don't have to go in order, but
yeah.
you know, just see whatever you like.
Well, these two women here, God used this scripture mightily in my life one time, and I wasn't real happy about it because there was a situation.
You weren't happy about
I was
it. You
not
mean
happy.
You yeah, I've been there.
Yeah,
I
there was
you.
Somebody else in the church, another woman and in leadership, and I loved, admired, respected this woman, and I still do. And there was a situation where I was taken out to dinner and things kind of didn't go my way, and I was being accused of some different things and stuff like that. And so when I left the restaurant, to make a long story short, my first instinct was, that's it, I'm done, I'm out of there. And number one, the first thing God spoke to my heart was, Patty, you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So number
one, not the person.
It's not the person. It's the enemy coming against you. And so I thought, okay, so that calmed me down a little bit. I still wasn't happy. And I woke up the next morning, and there was a lot more to the story that I'm not going to go into, but I was crushed. I was really hurt. And kind of shocked, I think. And so I didn't know what to do. I was sitting there praying, do I stay? Do I leave the church? What do I do? And I just opened up my Bible and I started reading the word. And I fell on this scripture about these two women who were not getting along. And what it says here is that he wants these women, plead with these women to be of the same mind in the Lord. I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they've contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of the co-workers whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, you see, these women were both working alongside him. They were both working to build the church, to further the gospel. And that's what it was with me and this other woman, working together for a very long time, many years together. And in ministry, and all of a sudden, you know,
enemy's trying to
he's coming
pit
in
you against each other.
And so he's telling me, I want you to continue to work alongside this woman. And I'm like, you don't know what you're asking God.
Right.
Like, he doesn't know, right? And I'm thinking, I don't think I can do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't even know how I can step my foot back in the door.
Right.
And he's speaking to me about walking in humility. And just continuing to do it, not because I felt like they deserved it or me or anything else, but it was to further the gospel. It was because God was asking me to do it, that I was to remain and work alongside this person.
Sure.
It was humbling. And
absolutely,
it was hard, but I did it. I totally humbled myself. I went in a couple days and just said, you know, I'm here to serve you, to do whatever it is you want me to do. Mm-hmm. I'm submitting the lessons that I have, so on and so forth, and just began to continue to work with this person.
Yeah.
And that was...
Sounds like verse 13 kicking in.
Yeah, man.
I can do,
all things
through Christ.
I was going to go back to that and say...
Go ahead.
Because
go back
I couldn't
to
do it.
It
in my strength.
You can't.
There was absolutely
in the flesh,
no way.
You know,
yeah.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak many times.
So
I find that even in my own life, you know, we battle and we fight even situations and circumstances that don't involve people. We find ourselves, you know, going back to, you can see people in addiction. You can see a lot of different scenarios where, you know, the word needs to come alive in us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we really need to persevere past some serious issues in our lives. And, you know, sometimes people are attached to that. Sometimes things are attached or circumstances. But we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. So what would you say to somebody who's out there right now? Man, they're battling something and we don't even know. We're just sitting here behind two mics, you know, on the air. But what would you say to somebody that's really battling something out there?
I would say seek the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, seek his Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You know, I can do all things through Christ because he strengthens me. We're strengthened through his Spirit. And so humble yourself and say, God, be honest with him, because he knows anyway.
I
can't do it. I cannot do this, but nevertheless, I'm willing. I want to do it.
Right.
So, Lord, just cry out and say, please help me.
Sure.
Help me to do what I need to do. Just lead me and guide me through this situation and this circumstance, because I can't do it on my own. And you will find that he'll either bring somebody to you or bring the provision to you or what it give you physical strength, mental strength, whatever it is you need. If you just humble yourself and go to the Lord, you'll find that right. he'll come to
so
your
you're
rescue.
So you're talking verse 19 now.
Yes.
See, I'm just popping you right into the
I
next
love
ones.
It.
You like that?
I love
see,
it.
See, it says in verse 19, and my God will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. What do you need
exactly
today? Some of you need out there, you need a little patience.
Mm.
I'm in that category. I could use some more patience in dealing with situations, circumstances, you know, just driving on Merritt Island.
Right?
You need patience. You know, some of you need finances. You're struggling financially. You need breakthrough. There's more month than there is money.
Yeah.
And it's stressful. We get it. We really do. We understand what it's like to be in need. And, you know, I've been all over the world. I've seen people struggle. And, you know, you've got to begin to speak the word of God over your life, that
That's
he
right.
will supply all of my needs, that personalization that we talked about in the last program. He will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Some of you need to have emotional needs.
Yep.
You know, you're depressed. You're dealing with anxiety. You're dealing with issues in your mind. And you need to allow the Spirit of God to come in and cleanse you at a mind level, at a mental level. You know, the you know, some of you have been carrying a diagnosis of bipolar. You know what? You don't have to be up and down.
That's right. Come on.
You can be right in the pocket with the Lord. Allow his presence to come into your life. Begin to speak over that stuff. Curse that stuff.
That's
tell
right.
it can't be a part of your life anymore. You have divine rights and divine privileges as a member of the kingdom of God to speak against this stuff and tell it to get lost.
That's right. Amen.
You don't depression, you don't have a place in my life. You can't be here. I speak against you and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. I think a lot of times people are stuck in this rut of waiting for God to do something that God has already given them the victory over, and he's expecting them to take authority, and he's asking and expecting them to begin to speak his words over their situations, and his word will not come back void.
It
will accomplish what it's been sent in the earth to do. Well, if you don't know the word, then you don't know what to speak.
That's
and
right.
if you don't know what to speak, then you can't speak it.
That's
so
it.
The enemy's got you. He's got you trapped. But if you will begin to say, all right, I'm going to own the fact that I am financially stressed right now. And Lord, I need your help. Show me your word and teach me what to speak over my life.
Amen.
So that I can walk out of this situation, and he will give you the words.
He will.
And as you begin to speak them, words have power, and you know, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and you'll begin to see your life become transformed right in front of your eyes.
That's awesome. It's so true. It's so true. And that's what I began to see, you know, as I stood on this chapter through that situation that I went through when it would get hard. It's like, you know, it'd be, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I will humble myself and I will walk in love.
Yeah.
And we had to learn that, you know, we had to work
in
love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, the number of be anxious for nothing.
Yeah, six.
You
and
know?
It's right there in front of us.
And that's what I had to keep doing, okay? I'm not going to be anxious. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to worry about this. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, every situation, every circumstance, make your request known to God. And you know what's really important
what
happens, in this?
What comes?
The
peace of God.
The peace of God comes, and that's how I maintained my peace through all of that. And believe me, there, well, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of that, but
yeah,
there
right.
were so many times I had
to
stand on that. But you see this in here, there's one word that really is so powerful, and we kind of skip over it. Be anxious for nothing about anything, but in every situation by, number one, prayer and petition. But this is the key, with thanksgiving.
Come on, let's talk about that for a minute.
So
come on.
Powerful.
Are you thankful?
Oh my gosh. And
or are you ungrateful?
Yeah.
I've been so ungrateful.
Yep. Years ago, Pastor Dan, and this was my first time speaking at the church on a Wednesday night, and it was horrible, but the message was powerful. And he wanted me to speak on prayer. and intercession and spiritual warfare. And so I'm like, okay, and I'm studying like crazy. And, you know, you're wanting to get all of these powerful warfare scriptures and confronting the devil and all this kind of stuff. And the more I prayed and the more I went through the word and sought, you know, God just kept giving me an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
It's the most powerful thing you can have when you pray.
Grateful heart.
And so when you go through the scriptures and you begin to learn about prayer, almost every scripture on prayer is going to have thanksgiving with it.
Right.
I mean, how are we to enter into prayer? With praise and thanksgiving. Psalms 100. And the Lord's Prayer, you know, starts out with praise and thanksgiving in that. And so when I pray, it's usually, Father, I thank you for doing this or doing that. Or, Father, I thank you for hearing my prayers. So
the
you're
gratitude,
going in
the
right away. Yeah, and that is so powerful.
I just want you to know I'm appreciative.
Yeah, God,
I'm thankful, Lord.
That. Yeah, say, you know, put your hand out. And I say, okay, Kevin, I'm giving you $100.
Oh,
and so you're like,
nice.
Thank you,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You're going to receive that. And it's kind of that way with the Lord. You know, he's ready to give. You know, and it's like, put your hand out. What is it that you want?
Right.
You know, but then when you receive, you have to be, Lord, thank you. Thank
sure.
you. You know, your kids, you teach them, say thank you. Say thank you. Yeah. But
it's
like
kind of like
say,
the lepers that got healed in the Bible,
yeah.
you know, and they all went and Jesus said, go mm-hmm. show yourself. And one came back.
Yeah. But see, on the earth,
and he was made whole.
Amen. Come on.
You know that
yeah.
story?
I
see, they all went and they all got healed, meaning the leprosy left them. But the one came back. And when he said, thank you, he was made whole, which I believe the ear that fell off came back. The fingers that fell off were back.
Yeah.
That he was made
whole,
brand new
yep.
and whole again. So thankfulness and gratitude has a powerful, powerful,
mm-hmm.
you know, ability.
It does. And I think when we show gratitude before we see the answer, it's like, you know, I gave you the money, so you're like, thank you. But when we thank the Lord before we have what it is that we're asking for, that shows our faith and our trust in God.
Oh,
and
for sure.
I believe that moves the hand of God. He just loves that.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, we hope you're enjoying this. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back and talk a little more.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Attention young adults. Get ready to be launched. August 12th at 6:30 p.m., Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out. As we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So, come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at @launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin here with Patty Wilson, my
Hello.
Special guest here on Turn the Light On. And we have been talking about Philippians chapter 4. We're just kind of reading the word and studying it. I think it's been really good what God's brought out of it. And I kind of want to finish on verse 8, Patty. Could you read that for us? And then, let's talk a little bit about it.
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
I love that. You know, the biggest problem that I think we face is negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get this negative. We're not thinking on the good things. We're looking at everything that's going wrong. We're focusing on what could go wrong out of fear, right? And anxiety. We're just hyper-focused on what could go wrong, and it probably will, or it already is. It's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going bad. It's going bad.
They're
it's
never
that Murphy's
change.
Law. If it can't go wrong, it will go wrong. But you know what? Negativity creates bad words. Now we're speaking the negativity, and then the bad words actually produce what? Death.
Death, yeah. Life and death and the power of the tongue. That's what God tells us.
You said
us.
You had something that you brought up when you were
God got a hold
of
me years ago. I was really wanting to sow some money into an area of ministry. I think it was youth camp and stuff. There was a girl who really needed some money, and I wanted to give her some money so bad, and I thought, Al will never do that. You know, he won't let me do that. And, you know, he'll, and then something else happened a couple of days later, and it was, and I caught myself saying, he'll never change. You know, I don't know why I even bother to pray for him. You know, and the Lord just spoke to me, and he said, well, of course not. What's coming out of your mouth?
Oh,
and I was like, "Youch!"
Got punched from the Lord.
Yeah, and he said, "Well, you're speaking death. You're. It's like you have them in bondage by your words.
Yes,
he can't change. He can't move forward because you're constantly speaking that he won't." And man, I'll tell you, that day I went to the Word. I went to Scripture, and I wrote down. I remember I wrote out a prayer. I still have it memorized to this day, and that we're talking probably 30 years ago.
Sure.
Lord, I thank you. My husband is a mighty man of God.
Yeah.
He's been raised up in power and truth and strength by the Holy Ghost, and I mean, went on, and I mean, I could go on because I still have it memorized.
Speak it.
I mean, that afternoon, he came home and he said, you know, God spoke to my heart today, and he said, I think we should give it to her.
Yeah, that's amazing. So guys, we hope you're encouraged today, man. Join us again tomorrow for Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.